as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, it'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about.
Yes, my friends, good evening. It's what we're thinking. It is absolutely what we're thinking about, and that's the name of this show, and I'm your host, Ken Ludwig, and it is great to be with you this evening. That is my great friend, Barry Ebert, doing It's What We're Thinking About. I love that song. It'll be coming out on a CD here in the very near future. You will all certainly get an opportunity to find out about that and hear what that CD is about. He is kind of a throwback artist, a little Dylan-esque in my book, just kind of sounds like an old protest song, and I love the way that sounds. I love the music. I love the time it makes me think of, because I'm a big Dylan fan, a big Birds fan, big fan of, I'm an old-time rock and roller, I guess, at heart, and that's what it's all about as far as music is concerned for me. So welcome to our show. We've been talking for a week here about The Secret, about the law of attraction and how it works in our lives. We'll continue that conversation this evening. We will have Wednesday night a guest on the show, Dawn Falby out of Tucson, Arizona. Dawn is a personal friend of mine. She is a business coach and an extraordinary metaphysician. I'm looking forward to having her with us here to discuss the law of attraction and the positive outcomes of our lives by putting the positive into our lives. So I'm looking forward to having her on. A week from Wednesday, we will have Frosty Wooldridge on the show. Frosty has a show right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am excited to have him on. He is in this very same time period on the nights I'm not on Tuesday and Thursday. He has a show that primarily deals with the immigration problem, overpopulation, the drain on our resources. But I've known Frosty for 5 years, and I know Frosty to be a very, very spiritual man. And it will be extraordinary to explore that side of him a week from this coming Wednesday. I'm really looking forward to that. The call-in number for this show is 1-800-313-9443. I look forward to your comments, to your thoughts, to discussing with you pretty much anywhere you want to go. As long as it's upbeat and positive, we're going there. If you've got a question about something negative, maybe we can turn it into a positive. We'll just take it wherever it goes, like I said. I look forward to everyone calling in that has a question, because trust me when I tell you that someone else is thinking the same thing, and they would surely like to get an answer to what it is. So the thought tonight about my own personal self is that I am a business coach, and there have been people who have called in, or I'm sorry, written to my email address, which is endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, wanting me to coach them or to talk to me about coaching them. Several people have written in to me, and I want you to know I was out of pocket most of the weekend. In fact, directly after the show on Friday, I have not responded to any of you folks, but be assured you will be responded to this evening or tomorrow without a doubt. Anyone else who is interested in talking to me about my coaching, about being maybe a coaching client of mine, please email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. I have a proven, comprehensive, step-by-step system that I can walk any motivated solopreneur through and virtually guarantee their success. And I look forward to working with lots of excited people out there who are looking to take that next step in their business and move it on. Wow, that first break comes quick, doesn't it? We'll carry on this conversation in a little bit here. At this moment, enjoy the music, enjoy the words from our sponsors, and we'll talk to you in a bit.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half.
And we're back, folks. Now it's 24/7. And here we are once again talking about the more positive side of life, looking at the spiritual and how we can take spiritual principle and spiritual methods of living and turn them into daily practices and hopefully a way of life that changes our existence for everyone who's motivated enough and serious enough to take it to heart and actually do it. We talked about a few examples last week that I know are powerful examples of how a person can change their thinking and change their life simply by making the decision to make the change. It's all about decision making. It's all about being a choice. You are a choice every single waking minute of every single day of your life. You are a choice in one way or another. And usually the choice is about whether or not we will take the right road, the high road, the path of the spiritual, of the good, of right action, or whether or not we'll fudge on that and maybe not take the road of highest integrity. I know I mentioned here once before that integrity is the key to leading a more spiritual life. There are absolutely no degrees of integrity. You must be a person of integrity or you are not, period. There's nothing in the middle. That goes as well for the golden rule. I mentioned the golden rule last week, and one of my friends actually said to me, "What is the golden rule?" And it dawned on me that maybe not everybody knows what the golden rule is. So the golden rule, very simply, is from the Bible. It is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And it's very important to recognize that we need to afford that respect to everyone on the planet. Everyone needs to be treated with the golden rule, not just the people that we care about or those that we love. Because if we do not treat everyone with that golden rule, the universe, once again, does not treat us kindly. Invariably, we attract back to us that negative feeling or judgment we have towards another. And while I'm on that subject, I just stop and think here for a second about judgment, because I think judgment is an important subject, and it's probably something we'll touch on a lot in the course of this show. But I learned something this year only that's a great lesson for me. There is a difference between judgment and discernment. And sometimes when we find someone in our lives that isn't working for us, that is not in the same integrity level that we think they should be in, somebody who is not a truthful person, maybe someone who fudges on their business dealings, for whatever the reason, we decide that this person is not someone who works for us, and we want to give ourselves a wide berth from them, step back from them, remove them maybe even from our lives. That is not to be confused as judgment. That is discernment. That is recognizing that someone is not really helping to contribute to our highest and best, and that person needs to maybe move away from us. Judgment is more the thought process of, oh, well, he's not as good as me. He doesn't dress as nice as me. It's more of a surface judgment than it is an actual discernment of what someone's character is and how it doesn't function in your life. I think it's an important distinction to make. I mentioned last week that we will try at least once a week, maybe even every day if we can, we will try and give you an update on something around your personal self, around moving yourself into a more balanced life. My big four, as I referred to them last week, are nourish, mindset, fitness, and renewal. And in those four categories, you can pretty much place every aspect of your day. And I thought maybe tonight I would give you some updated thoughts on your mindset. And they would be around a subject we've talked about before, and the subject would be the multitasking thing, or it will at least start with that idea. Multitasking has been proved by science to be a highly ineffectual way to do things. In fact, you are much better off doing one thing at a time, doing it very well, and moving on to the next subject. But we get involved in this multitasking thing, and I think it's a product of technology to a large extent. It's very important to be able to talk on the phone while you're reading your emails and typing out the responses. Obviously, your heart is not in any one of those things, but it gives you an opportunity to do lots of stuff at once and be a great multitasker. And what happens is, where you might be able to sit at the computer for a couple of minutes and get things done, instead we find ourselves sitting down at the computer to write an email, and an hour and a half or 2 hours later, we're still there futzing around or doing whatever it is we think we need to do. So we have, my thoughts about that tonight are, I wanted to give you some ideas on maybe cutting back on what we do. Everybody seems to be in overwhelm. There are never enough hours in the day. And part of your ability to serve others in this world will depend on the quality of your ability to serve yourself. So it's kind of important that you learn to take care of you. And the first place to start to take care of yourself is to cut back on what you do. And by that I mean simple things. Prune your schedule. That's not an easy one to do necessarily, but if you just stop and think about all the things that are on your schedule to do today, do they all really need to be done today? Do they all really need to be on the schedule today? And if you look carefully at it, and if you use a little bit of good common sense, invariably there are things that can just flat out come off the schedule or things that can be moved to another time. Sometimes we have a lot of trouble putting ourselves at the top of our priority list. And if you are not at the top of your priority list, eventually the rest of the priorities don't matter at all. You being at the top is tantamount to you being successful at accomplishing the other tasks of your day. You cannot be at the top of your game if you are not taking care of yourself. I'll give you one. Here's a great one that is not really so easy for any of us to do, really. It's learn to say no. Learning to say no is about those things that you do simply because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings or they expect you to do it. My old expression about it is, just because somebody throws you the ball does not mean that you've got to catch it. That's just a thought about saying no. It's once again, I find that a very difficult one myself, because I really want to say yes to everyone. I want to help everyone I can. I want to please everyone I can. The bottom line is trying to please everyone leaves you maybe pleasing far fewer than you would if you just pleased those that needed to be pleased at that moment and not catch every single ball that's thrown to you. Here's a big one. I love this one. It's not so easy for me to say this tonight because very simple. I'm saying a lot of it's not so easy to do. And I don't mean it to be, just mean it to sound that way, because these things are, they're all simple tasks. None of it is easy because it requires us to stop and assess what we're doing and change our mindset about our lives and about what we do. That's the part that requires a little bit of inner work. And I will stop referring to that as not so easy. So this should be easy to do. Although, if you're listening to me on your computer, I hope you don't do it right away. I hope you wait an extra hour before you do this tonight. But by and large, if you, for business purposes, shut off your computer at 5 or at the latest 6 o'clock every night, the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to miss those 3 or 4 emails that you could answer in the morning. But if you just shut it down, it's a tremendous way to disconnect from the business of the day and to relax and to get into another aspect of the Big Four, which is renewal, which I'm sure we'll talk about here in a few days. So those are my thoughts on that. I notice we have a caller. We've got Paul from Delaware on the line, very patiently waiting. I wonder if we can get Paul up here.
Hi, how are you,
Paul,
doing?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm always in a good, upbeat mood. But I got to tell you, sir, I stay at this game 24/7. This isn't like a gimmick. This isn't like something I do because I want to have an opinion about things. But the reason why I'm calling is because the thing I love about talk radio is not necessarily the talk shows. And I'll tell you why. Because after being a person that has listened for many, many years, probably 35 years of radio myself, and it's been going on forever, it's always I'm talking, and I'm hearing these people talk. And another thing that gets me, with all due respect, sir, I'm someone that can make a difference. And my MySpace is myspace.com/awakenfree, one full word. I'm someone that can make a difference, and what's baffling is I've got technology, intelligence, that could really free the people, but for some darn reason, shucks, they won't let me on the air, even though I can out-talk every single guest I've been on so many times, and I've tried my best to get on radio, but it's like every time I turn around, and the people I investigate, and not to hear what comes out of their mouth, but watch their actions and investigate what they say, it's like every time I turn around, it's someone that isn't even real about what they pretend to be real about, and I'm just so disgusted about it. But I keep an upbeat mood, even though it might sound like I don't, because one thing is for certain, I understand my potential. And so it's really baffling how I can never get a talk radio show, but I want to tell the people this, and this is why I love these talk radio shows like Republic Broadcasting and so forth, because it's like the way to reach the people is to give them good ideas. And even though I don't have a talk radio show, two things I can do. I can plug my MySpace, and when I have something important to tell the people, I can get on here and I can start talking. And so what I wanted to tell the people about today is about this ridiculousness. How many days am I going to have to hear about this baseball? I mean, okay, it's a sport, and it's your freedom to be into it, but do you have to be obsessed with it? I mean, I've heard all the intellectual discussions about baseball I want to hear for a lifetime. I'm sick of it. All these people that sound so, they've got an opinion about who should be on steroids and who should not. I've got something. Why waste time on that issue in the first place? But all these people are into it. And then I hear a lot of people talking about it's the Jews, it's the Catholic, it's the neocons, it's the this, that, and the third. I'll tell you what it is, people. It's cult members. Cult members.
Hey, Paul.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Paul. Can I interrupt you for a second here?
Sure.
I'll give you some thoughts. The first thing you said was that you're a positive guy and you maintain a positive attitude all the time.
Yes.
And I want to give you some suggestions from my standpoint. If you want to hold tight, if you want to wait until after the break, I'll be glad to talk more to you. We'll go to We'll go to talk to our sponsors here for a little bit, and we'll be back and talk more with Paul in a minute. Thanks.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Scarcity is not enough to go around. All right, let's get right back to it here. We've got Paul on the line from Delaware, but just before we get to Paul, I want to just say anybody else who wants to call in this evening, the number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I look forward to talking to you. If you have any interest in talking to me about my coaching and helping you to increase your business effortlessly by using things that the spiritual laws that we're talking about here and a proven coaching technique that will almost guarantee your success if you're a motivated solopreneur or a micro business owner, please email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. So, Paul, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. First, I want to ask you one question. Have you seen the movie The Secret?
No, but you know, someone has been telling me about that movie, and they say I need to see it.
Okay, well, here's another person telling you you
okay.
need to see it. And it's have you got a pen there? Because it's the way to access The Secret is to go to www.thesecret.org. I'm sorry,
okay.
That's wrong. It's thesecret.tv.
Okay.
All right, and you can see the movie there online. You can order the movie. I just a thought process for you, because I hear you talking about wanting this radio show.
Uh-huh.
And what we've been talking about here on this show is the law of attraction and how the law of attraction works. And the law of attraction works, it responds through who you are, not to what you want. And I think if I can give you an example here of how this all came about for me, months ago, the woman who's going to be my guest on Wednesday actually told me she wanted me to do a radio show with her. And for whatever reasons, it didn't come to pass, and we had to put the whole thing on hold. But it was out in my mind there that I really wanted to be on the radio, that I had a message for people, that I could spread some, quotes, good news, that we could spread some good feeling and some positive outlook in this world and change the consciousness of the planet. I believe that. It's my purpose. It's what I'm here for. I put that out into the universe and let it go. And over the course of a couple of months, this opportunity literally appeared before me. That is how the law of attraction works. You put your positive intentionality into the universe. You let it go and have absolute faith that it is going to come to fruition. Now, it doesn't necessarily always come to fruition in exactly the model that you have or the little picture that you have drawn in your head. We all like to draw little pictures for God. That's not the way it works. God draws the pictures. You just put the intentionality out there, and something like it or better will appear for you. I hear you talk about your potential and your ability and your that you can out-talk anybody. It's not about out-talking anyone, my friend. You mentioned that you have a lot to offer, that you have a lot you could say, a lot you can give to people. Put that energy out there in a different way. Would you like an example of how to do that?
Sure.
All right. Call up your local Rotary Club. Call up your local Lions Club, your Toastmasters, your Optimist Club. Put together a 25 to 30 minute speech that you can give to those people about the most important thing to you in the world. Call them up and say, I give this speech for free. I'd love to speak to your group. You will be amazed how many people will say to you, wow, we don't have a speaker for next month. Are you available on such and such a date? And you'll have speaking engagements. That'll be a way to get yourself out and get yourself known. It's another thing that I do to get my message out. I do speaking engagements all over Colorado. I'm planning on moving out in the near future and doing them all over the country. They're about the law of attraction, about the positive intentionality that I talk about. Whatever it is that is nearest and dearest to your heart, get it out there and talk to people.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to say one thing before I go. The most important thing to me is to prove that I'm living amongst the global cult. And actually what I'm doing is something I can do since I'm having a hard time getting on all these networks. I'm producing my own documentary. And what it's about is about cult members. I'm here to tell you that we're living on a global cult. The majority of these people on the planet are cult members, and I'll tell you why I say that. Because after being down this road that, might be called patriot, people or into this patriotic kind of stuff, which deems into every different angle of cult groups from it was the Jesuits to it's the Jews to it's the UFOs. I mean, there's a gamut of these people that fit in this one category you want to call patriot, whatever. And what I've learned is when you try to talk to people is that they say, you know, especially with my family, this is what kind of got me the epiphany. When you just try to give your family some well-documented information, they're like, wow, what's wrong? Are you in a, or has David Koresh got you or something? So I had to come up with some intelligence to understand and to really check myself to see, am I in one of these groups? And to do that, I had to say to myself, okay, am I in a cult group? What is a cult group? Define it. Go to Webster's. Look at what the definition of cult is. Look at, okay, and then you see that it is into strange beliefs or rituals or belief. Just the basically bottom line, if you're into beliefs, just saying, well, you know, I believe this, or, you know, I believe George Bush is going to do this, or, you know, I believe that God does whatever. If you're about belief and you're not into facts and documentation, you're in a cult group. And I'm having a hard time because I'm living in a cult group, and as we all know, when you're trying to reach a cult member, it's kind of like Christians trying to get a hold of the Mormons and say, hey, look, I want to give you some of this good stuff. Yeah, right. But anyway, Paul, let me interrupt you again here.
Okay,
don't get offended because I'm talking about a cult group, please.
I'm not offended at all.
Okay.
But there's the music, and I'm going to say goodnight to you, and I'm going to say thank you for your call, and we'll talk a little bit about what you had to say here when we come back.
Oh,
but
not
thanks
after
for your,
I get
thanks
off,
for your
man.
Call, Paul.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour.
It's what we're thinking about.
Now it's 24/7 Red Alert.
That's the name of the song and the name of the show. What we're the song is It's What We're Thinking About. The show is What We're Thinking About. That song is by my great friend Barry Ebert. And as I said earlier, that'll be out on a CD shortly, and you folks will all get to know about that. The call-in number, once again, is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. And I wanted to have a few comments here about our previous guest, Paul from Delaware. Paul was talking about being a positive kind of person. He was talking about then all of a sudden went off and started blaming cults, all manner of cults. And I think he was saying that virtually all of us are in a cult of some kind if we're into any kind of beliefs. He said, unless you're into information, then you're in a cult. Well, I just want to turn that around, and Paul, I hope you're listening here. If you are basing your existence on information, the information that you take in must, by its nature, lead to a set of beliefs. Once you have a set of beliefs, you create for yourself a set of thought processes that creates maybe a rudimentary faith, but a faith nonetheless in what is going on around you. If the faith that you have is that you are a victim, and if you think that the world is going to hell in a handbasket because of all the cults out there, then you are in victim mode. As long as you are in victim mode, you will accomplish nothing. You will get nowhere because you're not in control. You have chosen to give control to the powers that be, or to the cults, or to whatever you've chosen to give the power to. And you then are no longer in charge of your life or anything around you because you've given it to them. And once you do that, you're done. I truly think that it is what we believe. It is our belief system that creates our entire environment. The reality of what we experience flows directly from the consciousness we maintain. And the consciousness we maintain is completely comprised of the ideas, the beliefs, the attitudes that we have taken in and made our predominant mental attitude. And that is the experience of our lives. There's no two ways about that in my worldview. I don't know how anyone else might want to look at it, but at this particular point in time, I'm the one speaking, and that's my belief system. And I hope as time goes by, we will raise consciousness. I don't hope. I know that as time goes by, we will raise consciousness with this station, with this show, and with this kind of conversation. People will get to understand and know that they are in charge, that they choose to become whatever they choose to become, and that they then revel in the fact that they are becoming anew every single day. We've talked about this before. I think it's worth repeating. The biggest piece of that is the gratitude piece. You must absolutely be grateful for every single thing in your life. Every day of your life, you must be grateful, because if you are not coming from that consciousness, it is because somewhere inside of you, somewhere in your subconscious mind, at the very least your subconscious mind, if not your conscious mind, you believe that you lack something, that something is missing. And since the subconscious mind is the greatest attracting force in your life, you will attract to yourself more and more of that very same thing, because that is the innermost subconscious predominant mindset, lack and scarcity. And that's what you will bring to yourself. If you are grateful from the start, if you absolutely know that everything you have is something to be grateful for, every situation of your life, whether you perceive it in that particular moment as good or bad is immaterial. If you perceive it as something negative in that moment, recognize it as your opportunity to grow, or as another opportunity to grow, to expand, to become more of who you really are. Ernest Holmes said we must become more of who we are if we wish to have an expanded life, if we wish to attract to us more of our good. The only way it comes to you is to become a greater consciousness, to live more openly. In the case of gratitude, I'd like to refer to it as living from your heart out loud. You must be joyous and effusive in your gratitude. Be grateful for everything. Be grateful for everyone. Be grateful for your life, for your very existence. Be grateful that you're someone who is enjoying the pleasure of this radio show this night. I want to give out the call-in number again. That's 1-800-313-9443. I am looking forward to talking to you. If you've got a question, or if you've got a thought, if you want to discuss the law of attraction, if you want to discuss the secret, if you want to discuss Paul's cults, whatever you want to discuss, I'm here for that purpose. I'd like to maybe move into a little bit more of our discussion of the secret. Last week we talked about some of the aphorisms, maybe the sayings that go along with the ideas of attraction. Some of them are very very modern, very common. Some of them go back all the way to biblical times. But some of those things would be like, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind, thoughts become things, like attracts like. Where attention goes, energy flows. We create our own reality. And then from the biblical times you would have, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received, and you shall receive. Those are some of the expressions from the present and the past that talk about this thing called the secret. And when I'm talking about the secret, really, what I'm referring to is the DVD and the book. They are relatively new. They are causing quite a stir out there as more and more people become exposed to them. I'm hearing stories virtually every day of people who are buying multiple copies of either the book or the DVD and handing it out to friend and family. My beloved Lisa and I have one copy that we keep in constant circulation. Right now it is in the hands of our next door neighbors and their 16-year-old daughter. I believe to my very core that it is monumentally important to get this kind of information, this kind of living from a more spiritual sense, not from a blaming place, from a resentful place, from a victimhood place, but from a victor's standpoint, from the standpoint of someone who is in control of their lives. I think it's incredibly important that we get that information into the hands of the young, because it's a cliche at this point, but the future is in the young, and there's no two ways about that. And when I look at the young people around me who are studying things like the law of attraction, studying the science of mind and spirit, Ernest Holmes' great work, studying things that lead to a more spiritual life, it lifts up my heart and it makes it very clear to me that this is what I need to be doing in this world, is spreading this word to anyone and everyone who is out there to listen, because it's important that we absolutely know that the good is ours to have, the good is ours to bring to us with our own thoughts, with our own mindset, with our own thought processes, activities, our actions, our the way we treat other people, the way we go about our daily lives at work, at play, in relationship, in every aspect. But anyway, the movie, I think, is very important. It's called The Secret. The Secret, of course, is a reference to the law of attraction. Last week we spoke about the law of attraction and what it was, and I think with the conversation now continues tonight and probably for the rest of this week on how we might apply the law of attraction in our lives. But before we get there, I noticed that we have Rita in my home state here of Colorado on line one. Let's see if we can get Rita on the line.
Hi, I really like your attitude. I could sort of agree a little bit with Paul, because there is this situation of, you know, a kind of pattern of or a deterioration of our faith, you know. And I remember looking at a Google video by a guy named Fritz the Springmeier, and he ended up in jail. I guess he was framed. But he talked about how the Illuminati are kind of telling people, steering people in the wrong way a lot of times right now. And a lot of these Illuminati cults, they all kind of fit together in sort of a pyramid scheme. And I just took this with a grain of salt, and then some Jehovah's Witnesses showed up at my door, and I read their little pamphlet, and the first thing it says is, there isn't any afterlife. Don't believe in the afterlife. And so, I hear Fritz is in jail for until 2012 now. I like your attitude. I mean, I want to stick with that, because this is what I believe. You know, this is what I was raised, you know, my Christian faith that I was raised with, which, I mean, I'm really sorry, you know, I can see it disappearing, but it's kind of like what we're seeing is sort of like a planned destruction, and we've got to find ourselves, you know, and we've got to find the faith in ourselves together, and then build that community of faith, and then understand how, you know, we are in this process, and, you know, that we are just like seeds, you know, plants in the garden, and we grow and we endure, and when we make it through our faith, I really truly believe, you know, we make it to the afterlife. I believe this wholeheartedly. And so just like a seed, you know, it's like a plant that goes to sleep and then reawakens again. So I think what we need to understand is there is a difference between faith and cult that's kind of, you know, getting lost, because I think a lot of what we've got are the Illuminati. They're coming, understanding what we want to talk about, and they're backpedaling. They're like what was going on in the Iran-Contra hearings, what they called mobile stonewalling. They'll stonewall. They'll sort of like agree.
Rita, let me interrupt you here, okay? Because yeah. I don't. The last thing I want to do is go back to Iran-Contra. That stuff means nothing to me. That is ancient history. Just kind of the collective mindset that has worked its way forward to confuse us all, because all we really have is the here and now. That's the only thing we have in this life. And I respect what you say about your faith. I respect all walks of faith, because in my worldview, all faith leads back to one place, because there's only one place to go, and that's back to God. Right. Now, some people, if you want to refer to that as the afterlife, whatever, that's fine. My belief is what Jesus Christ said in the Bible, that the kingdom of heaven is here and now. That there is no, it's not a destination in the future. It is a place where we live right now in this moment. And I think that one thing you said is absolutely true. This is all dependent on the faith in yourself and consequently your own personal faith. If you see the faith in your chosen religion deteriorating, make it a point for yourself to maintain your faith, for you to be true to your faith. And don't worry about anyone else, because the truth is, none of us is put here on this planet to measure the spiritual progress of anyone else. We all seek our own path. We all seek our own way. Those who believe in this particular walk of faith and those who believe in that particular walk of faith deserve the respect, and deserve to respect each other for their views and for their beliefs. I think the most important aspect in this life is to have faith. Period. Because the opposite of faith is not cult. The opposite of faith is fear. Fear is just simply the exact same energy of faith turned around. And that's the only difference there.
But, I sort of see it a little bit differently, because I think that the path of faith leads us to do the things. It's beyond just belief. You know, there's belief. You can believe in a lot of things and say, well, this is what I believe in. I am a something, you know. But faith makes you do things. You have to live, you know, you have to walk the walk and talk the talk, and, you know, and I believe that we come to a point sometimes we're walking in the footsteps of, you know, the ones that our guides sometimes tell us how, you know, what we're doing is what we should be doing, because sometimes you know, we get in this guerrilla chaos just because of the fact that, you know, it would be just really boring if everybody was exactly the same, you know. So
it would be immensely boring, and if everyone had the same faith, this would be a very confused world, I believe.
Right,
I think we absolutely need people of different faiths. Right. We need to respect their different faiths. And you mentioned we have people who guide us. I think that's a choice in this world as well. I think it's very important to be careful who you choose as your guides.
Right. So it's the choices we make, you know, are guided by our faith. Like, keep us strong in our life force, in our pattern, and I believe that endures, you know. And, you know, sometimes we kind of make it vicarious, and a lot of people are just like losing it, you know. They're soaking up the television for 8 hours a day, and think about it, you know, man. I mean, you've got a faith keeper that, what do you think that this faith keeper wants to sit in front of the television 8 hours a day? That's not walking the walk. You got to get out, you know, be active, be proactive in your life, you know, and do, you know, if you've got trials, if you've got a hard task, you know, that means that God's testing you. You know, you're making better life because there's more to it than we know about right now.
Well, I don't necessarily believe that God is testing anybody, because I just have a tough time picturing God as this great test maker and exam keeper. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I absolutely
respect your faith. I respect your thought processes. I don't necessarily agree with everything you had to say. I don't necessarily agree with everything that everybody has to say. I won't pull a Rudy Giuliani and say I don't always agree with myself, but the truth is I think that we are all entitled to our belief systems. My purpose here is to add some food for thought and to give people an entirely new thought processes around what they consider to be the way they live their life, and maybe make people look twice at what they're doing to attract to themselves the circumstances, the people, and the experiences they have. Rita, I thank you for your call. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
So, once again, I think maybe we'll have time for one more caller here before we reach the end of the night, and the number is 1-800-313-9443. If you're out there, give me a buzz. The music is up, our last break. I hope you're enjoying the show tonight. I surely am. Talk to you in a bit.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around.
Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps.
I am an absolute believer. The solutions can be found, the solutions will be found, the solutions are simply a product of us changing the way we think and start thinking in terms of a solution and stop thinking in terms of the problem, because it is that problem thinking that gets us into that whole victim mentality and blaming people and making it all somebody else's fault. It's really, really, really what we're thinking about. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about, and I think I have one more caller, Lauren from Ohio. Are you on the line somewhere?
Hi, Ken.
How are you tonight?
I am fabulous. What a great show. This is people need to hear.
God bless you.
Well, he has, most mightily. And it's very funny because I just came back from, I'm doing my naturopathic doctor training, trying to get, you know, so we can help some people get themselves together. A couple of the things that the teacher mentioned. First off, you're always positive when you're talking to somebody. They don't have problems. They don't have disease. They have challenges. They have situations. And so that it's the way that you say something that alters however the person receives it. If you tell them, you know, oh, you've got cancer, wow, you're not going to make it, which is what a lot of doctors will do to you. And right there, you've hurt them, because the power is in the mind. It is truly powerful. And what you think as a man is so he is. And you're right about, you know, the Bible and the Word of God. And see, this is the thing that's funny. When people are saying, oh, you've got to have faith. You've got to have faith in what? You've got to have faith in truth. The truth is okay. It may not be what you want all the time, but it's the truth, and it's okay. You know, a fact is a fact. The truth is the truth. And when you get to the point when you can accept, then you can deal. Then you can make decisions. Then you have power. So, you know, we've had, 30 years of education where it's all about how you feel and do this so you feel better. Well, there's no reality there. And one of the other things that they told us about in class was, you know, fear, false evidence, appearing real.
Yep, one of my favorites.
There you go. And the thing is, if you just, you know, turn from that, stop being afraid, and start knowing you can. Car guy, Henry Ford, he said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So we have to decide we can. With regard to, like, I'm just going to give an example. For Christians, you have your children in these schools. You think that it's okay to do that because, well, it's a Christian school or it's a private school. Where in the Bible does it say to send your children away from you all day long? You see what I mean? So what happens is obedience is better than sacrifice. He doesn't want your apology. He doesn't want your money at the church on Sunday. You'd be better off to send your money to RBN where something actually gets done to move you forward, not where you sit and you learn about what somebody else says is important. I mean, you can study the Word of God on your own and then obey him. And the thing is, we're surprised when we realize, as Christians, we've lost our children. We don't know them. They don't know us. Their personalities are shaped by the peers around them. And so we get this sideways-looking thing. We look side to side instead of up at God and down. Truth, lie, light, dark. And so we lose our power. And that's just one example, but I mean, a lot of people think, well, I just don't have the money. I can't have enough money to do this. We can't have somebody stay home. Or I'm not smart enough to do it. You can do it. I've done it, and it was hard. But you can do anything you want to do. Start your own business. Work as a free man. Educate your children, whatever you want. So this is a great show, and I so appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, and I hope we hear from you again. I hope you spread the word on what we're trying to do here. It's what we're talking about. It is absolutely an attempt to change the consciousness of the planet, but it's not really an attempt because we're doing it. We're doing it here. We're doing it now. I thank you all for tuning in. I look forward to you being here with us on Wednesday. This is a great night. It was all callers, but they all had great things to say and great thought processes for us to mull over until Wednesday night. We'll hear you then. Have a great one.
We're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing.